my show. You're in the thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. You're listening to BDS Radio. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. We have toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. I am here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Write it on your calendar, don't forget. And if you're on my mailing list, you get reminders. So join my mailing list at www.michaelgoger.com. Okay, everybody, I'll give you the toll-free USA phone number, toll-free phone number, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. That's toll-free USA and Canada, and you got the direct line. So if you want to get a reading, feel free, call up, call in. Don't be afraid just to call in and say hi. Maybe you don't want a reading. Maybe you want to ask a question about psychic development, meditation, BBS radio, your inner thoughts, whatever's on your mind. If you're from my local area, please give me a ring. Let me know you're listening. We are promoting and advertising in the Capital District area of upstate New York, Albany area, Coosawhee, Athens, Catskill, Greene County. If you're from any of these areas, pick up the phone. Let me know you're listening and you're enjoying the show and where you heard it from so we can continue to push it in that direction. And if you are a local area organization or a charity and you'd like to get some global spotlight for your organization or even have the local area hear about it, I'd like to have a lot of the local area listening, so it would come in handy. And if it's a good cause or a charity, I will announce your events and what's going on in the area and how they can find you, what's going on and how they can connect to you. So spread the word. Albany, Catskill, Coosawhee, Athens, Greene County, upstate New York, you can't go wrong. BBS Radio, it's a fantastic radio station. I want to take it from Albany down to Manhattan. I want everybody in this area listening to BBS Radio and all their fantastic programming. It's over 100 talk shows, all different topics from UFOs right on down to psychics, social changes, politics, government issues, hypnosis. If you were into it, we have it here at BBS Radio. So bookmark the site and navigate it. Learn how to enjoy it and tell your friends about it. So BBSRadio.com. And if you'd like to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoger.com. There's a lot there for everyone. I got my my Yahoo group, my space, my mailing list. Join these sites so you can be notified when I am doing a radio show. And we are going to go back in PAL. We were going to start last week, but there was some glitches in the way. We just started off too big and we couldn't handle it, so we scaled back a little bit. So we're going into PAL, but it's going to be on a smaller scale and a little less complicated. So watch for that, and it's going to, once it starts, it'll be a regular feature, and you'll be able to come into the chat room and get a free reading, too. I'll be in there promoting BBS Radio and your inner thoughts, so, and I'll be doing that by giving away readings. Can't go wrong. There is something for free. I'd also like to get out there that I was surfing websites of my heroes, and my biggest one is Lisa Williams. And I've seen her website. She had a petition to Lifetime TV to maybe bring back her show. So we are going to attach that petition to my newsletter. and it will be there on Saturdays. My newsletter comes out every Saturday, and the petition, the link to the petition, will be there. So if you enjoy, if you enjoyed Lisa Williams' show and Lisa Williams, you can stop by and sign a petition. Maybe they'll listen. And I thought it was one of the best shows that was ever on TV, so it would be a good way to let Lifetime know that you'd like to see it come back and see more of it. Also on the newsletter, Oprah is looking for psychic mediums and people that have dealt with them, maybe the stories behind them. I also have a link on my newsletter now where you can go there and let Oprah know if you ever had an experience with me or anything interesting that could be sent to Oprah, by all means. I don't know if you nominate me or just put my site in there, but go to the link and check it out. And the reason I'm bringing these things up is because of the awareness, the way it's spreading, and the way the industry is mushrooming. There is a psychic phenomena everywhere, and it's becoming more and more popular. Mainstream is, I believe, realizing that that there is something to it. It's not all about taking advantage of a client or talking somebody out of their money. That there is there's something there, and it needs to be researched even more, and some more of a spotlight put on it. So that's why I'm mentioning these things. So www.michaelgoga.com, you can find both those links there, one for Lisa Williams' petition and the Oprah search for mediums and stories with them. Okay, do I have a caller? I don't want to keep, sometimes I'll keep talking, it'll be a caller waiting. If there are any calls, you can put them through. And in the meantime, I'll keep on talking. Now, at my website, we have a spirit whisper board. I realize it's difficult to get to me, and not everyone can afford a half hour or an hour reading. So this whisper board is for a quick reading. One question, I ask $5. You can pay through PayPal. You can go there and ask me a question, and I will leave the answer to the question on the message board for you for $5. So, hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Keisha.
TJ?
Keisha, K-I-S-H-A.
Say it one more time.
Keisha, K-I-S-H-A.
K-I-S-H-J.
Uh-huh.
Keisha.
Yep.
Good. What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got some friends there.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's a lot of snow here.
Mm-hmm. I got some friends in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I just seen a picture over on my face and brought back a lot of memories. All right, Keisha, you heard me read before?
No, actually, this is my first time calling, and I've seen you on the internet a couple times, so I tried to call in a couple other times.
Okay, well, I just repeat what I'm feeling and hearing, and hopefully it'll connect to something that you would like to hear about or something that can help you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and you're a little low. I don't know if you can speak up or turn the volume up, or maybe it's just me getting old.
Can you hear me?
That's a little better.
Okay.
I am getting old, though.
So
maybe I'm losing, and all the heavy metal I listen to.
Okay.
Might have taken its toll. But you do sound better. You're clearer. All right, Keisha. I'm going right to, you know, I overwhelming feeling to say, like, I just fell in love, or I'm just met someone, there's the beginning stage of a relationship here. I mean, does that make sense?
Actually, no, not really. I met a couple people, but I'm just currently really out of a relationship.
Oh, you're just leaving one?
Yeah.
How recently?
Well, it's really my kid's father. We've been on and off for, like, years.
Okay. I was just wondering if it just happened. It could be what I'm being shown, but I feel that, is it completely over, you think, or?
I mean, I see him, I think he's trying to get in contact with me because we cut, like, all communication.
Mm.
But I thought to myself I would give it some time.
Okay. When was the last time you talked to him?
Maybe about a month ago.
About a month ago. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling it's not over. Just remember me saying that. And there may be a... let me see here. I want to say, unless it's an anniversary of some kind, but nothing significant other than Valentine's Day, right?
Right.
Right, okay. I got a feeling you're going to see your ex moving forward with you and trying to get closer or make amends or heal the situation a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them trying to make things better. I have seen them trying to, but, like it was a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed some time out to get myself together because it took a toll on me, like, everything that was going on.
Right. I'm feeling that, too. Now, I believe this is what it is. He is changing. I believe, and you said you seen some encouraging behavior.
Yeah, he's starting, like, he was changing before. It might have really been me some of the time, but it's like there were so many things that happened in the past. It's like it's almost like I couldn't let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kept resurfacing.
Right, right.
Even when he was trying to work past that. And
right.
Then, like, I didn't trust him. It was just a mess. And, I mean, I'm not, I can really say I haven't been a complete angel in this relationship neither.
Yeah, yeah. It was filled with issues, and I'm feeling that it was nobody really to blame. Now, I want to say finances might have had its fingers in it. I don't know if there
was
issues.
Yeah, because we were falling out real bad about money. Like,
yep.
He was, like, he wasn't having money, and I wanted money, and...
Yep. I'm getting money was almost like the main issue and led to much of the downfall I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Now, what I am hearing is that he is either stabilizing or will be soon. Now, did he just get a job or a better job? Or?
Yeah, he's starting to get himself together.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. And I
but
feel
he kept telling me, like, let me get myself together. I, you know, I almost didn't give him a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling this. And I believe him. I feel like he is working on it and stabilizing, and I feel like he either got a job that's going to do him good or there's one right around the corner for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be doing much better. He'll be much more of a relationship potential and feeling better about himself, too.
Okay.
So
I don't know what his problem is. Like, we go through... And then he won't let me move on. Like, I meet other guys, he'll destroy it. He's crazy. I don't know what to do with him. It's almost like you got to be secretive when I do try to get other friends.
Yeah, I think that came about when he seen it going bad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When the relationship started going bad. He, you're gonna see him... coming back, and you're going to see him doing much better, and the rest is going to be up to you.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you, and kind of like be prepared for it, because you're going to see it happen, I believe. All right?
Okay.
And,
as far as me, it's like
now,
financial.
One other thing, I do feel a change with your ex. I mean, for the better, and much more of a man. And I feel like you're noticing it and will be noticing it. And there is potential here for closure, completeness, and possibly a reconciliation. So just keep that in mind as this goes on. Now,
Does he really care about me?
I feel he does, yeah. I feel like he, I'm feeling love. I'm hearing love.
Because there was, like, so many different women in the picture. Like I said, I wasn't a complete angel, so I had different guys, too.
I feel like he had a past, and he was a mess at one time. Now, I feel like he's working on all of that and improving it, so, You know what I mean? So that's the, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think once he gets the finished product packaged or gets it polished, you may see him in a different light. So prepare yourself for that. Because a lot of the things that you, a lot of the immature things that he did and the things you didn't like, they're not going to be there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what he's getting rid of, and that's what he's working on. So it's going to be a different ball game. So just prepare yourself for that. And
well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and
I don't
he's
like
a,
to
what,
see, this family ripped apart like that.
What's that?
Like, I don't like to see, like, the family ripped apart. Like, my daughter would probably like to be around his dad. It's a shame that we had to, it came to this, like, you know?
Right. And I was just going to say that, and it's good for the kids.
Yeah.
So,
like,
so the better he gets and the more polished he gets, the happier the kids are going to be, one way or another, so.
Right. That's also my whole goal, because I was saying, like, my house was being, like, a chaotic disorder. Like, in my kids, you could start seeing it reflecting them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, like, it, like, just basically had to get away.
Right.
Like, cut all ties for a little while and get my house back in order.
Right. And yourself.
Right.
And
right.
Your head.
Right.
So, and I feel like this is what's going on now. I feel like you're doing well with it.
Right,
and
I am.
And I feel
I
like
really
he's
am.
Doing well with his thing. So you're on the right track, and just watch it unfold.
Okay.
All right, and you're probably looking at probably at least 3 months before he's basically anywhere near being ready and you noticing the major changes. So
about 3 months.
Yeah, and it's going to be, it'll unfold in stages. So you got plenty of time to get your head together.
Yeah, I'm trying to do, like, other things, too. Like, and, like, my kid's birthday is next month. And I know he's going to be wanting to come around for that. I hope, like, you know.
Yeah. I feel like he will.
We can at least get speaking terms around their birthdays, you know.
Yeah. I feel like he will, and I feel like it's going to go well. I feel like it'll be pleasant.
Okay.
Because they're giving me this party, and I feel special with it.
Okay.
It's good for the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah, because the kids like it over there and stuff, you know.
Yeah. And the children are going to notice a difference in him, too, which is a big thing.
Right.
All right.
So, you know.
I hope it helped you.
Okay.
All right. And
thanks a lot. And I could email you. Like, I heard you saying some things at the beginning.
I did what?
I heard you saying some things at the beginning of the show, like you said, about emailing for $5 or something like that.
Yeah, I have a Yahoo group and a MySpace and a mailing list.
Okay.
And I recommend that everybody kind of, like, join the group and connect to MySpace and my mailing list.
Okay.
So they can keep on top of what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right? And
all
tell
right.
your friends about it. Spread the links around.
Okay.
All right. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger, and I'm doing psychic readings for the listening audience. The phone numbers are free. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone. Give me a ring. Even if you just want to say hi or ask me a question, no problem there. I like to talk. I can talk nonstop. So ask my wife and my webmaster and the girls that help me, they'll tell you I can yak nonstop. So, and in the meantime, I would like to thank my webmaster, Shailene, for everything that she does for me. It's, I don't know how she does it. And to keep me going, it's a miracle. And everything is done with love and compassion, and I can't thank her enough. And that goes for Sue and the Runts and the others that are always there for me, helping me keep things going. There's a lot of work involved in what goes on behind the scenes, and I don't thank them enough. So I just wanted to get that out there. Remember, every last Thursday of the month, I have Allison Bauman here. She's a fantastic numerologist, a good friend. I like to call her a good friend. And we work together. I enjoy working with her, and we do a good show together. Her abilities and my abilities are very compatible. So remember that. The last Thursday of every month, a lot of you might be into numerology. I am a psychic medium, and I promote it as an intuitive consultant. I don't specialize in mediumship, but I do mediumship, and a lot of my information does come from different realms and paranormal sources other than just being empathic. So you'll find different abilities with different readers, and Allison is a numerologist. She gets her information from the science of numerology and intuitively, and she uses it on her show every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Visible by Numbers. I was on there last week. I had a great time, really enjoyed myself, and probably going to be on there a few more times. So just write it on your calendar, last Thursday of every month. There's so much to talk about. Everybody says, say this, say that, and I forget 90% of what they say to me. So I pretty much ad-lib, but I'm pretty good at it. If you'd like to call in for a reading, I'll get the numbers out there. They're all over BBS Radio website and my website. You can listen live at my website, www.michaelgoga.com. And you can listen live at the BBS Radio website and in many other areas. They're streaming all over the place, so find your favorite spot and just pull up a chair and listen. This show is Station 1. It's always, we have three stations here. I'm always on Station 1. So, and the toll-free numbers for Station 1 are toll-free USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. And hi, caller, how you doing? Caller?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, what's your first name?
Christus.
Chrissy?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Chrissy. What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Say that one more time.
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay, good. Welcome to the show. How'd you find us?
Well, I am connected to your Yahoo friends list.
That works.
And I saw something saying that you would be online between 1 and 2, so I said, let me take a chance and call.
Good, good. Sorry, Chrissy, I had a tickle in my throat, and I was trying not to cough in your ear. But the internet works, right? Communication.
Sir?
Communication, that's what I call it. You've seen it on my status light probably on Yahoo. Announcing
yeah.
The show. Okay, Chris, let's see what we got for you. You never heard me read before then?
I did, but it was a long time ago when you used to have the open room on Yahoo before they changed it where you can't have personal rooms.
That's going back in the day, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, user rooms in Yahoo. Yeah, it's changed a lot in there. I like Pal Talk now.
I don't want to download it because it's not my computer.
Yeah,
download
the
I have it on
program.
My own computer, but my computer isn't hooked up to the internet.
Yeah, I have their tag on my website, and you can go there also and download it from there. So if anybody's listening or anybody at my website, if you're wondering what Pal Talk is, You can look at it, go to the service and fees page, and I have their icon. You can just go right through that and download the program. So I think it's better than, it's the best chat program I ever use. I'm happy with it. So, okay, Chris, let's see what we got. I got some major changes coming for you here. You're in a transition in life, really. I mean, you got a lot going on. I mean, are you moving or?
I want to.
I can feel that. And I mean, what about the job and friends? And I feel like everything is changing with me, with you.
I've been going through a very bad time since around this time last year.
Right, I'm feeling that. And it probably touches every area, I'm hearing.
Yeah, it has in a negative way.
The career arena and friends and everything.
Yeah, people I thought were my friends ended up not being so, and I can't find a decent job to save my life.
Right. Now, are you looking for a job now, or you just found one?
I'm looking. I have a part-time job, but I can't afford to live on part-time money.
Right. And you're looking for a full-time one now?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you're right on top of it, so just stay positive and stay strong. Did you just recently have a full-time job?
I did back from August to September, but I had to move.
Okay.
I moved out of state, and then I had to move back. But I did. I had two jobs.
Okay. And
it was a good job.
I feel like you, almost like me, like drama follows you sometimes. So
yes, very much so.
Yeah, I feel like even if I move, it follows me kind of. It's weird. I feel like you had a really a rough go of it and in need of a break. And you aren't getting that break. And it's going to be financial right off the bat, I'm hearing. Now, do you got any resumes out there or interviews coming up? Or?
A resume is out there full force, and I'm calling. I'm just hoping it's not temporary position that I get when I do get one, because that's still not concrete.
I'm right on top of this. It's almost like the phone's going to ring tomorrow, so don't give up, because I feel like it's out there already. They're waving a phone and a letter at me, so that means there's news coming, and there's coins all around the phone, so it's connected to work and an interview, and I'm hearing the news is good. So they're either calling you in for an interview or actually hiring you, so keep that in mind, and don't give up. I feel like, are you working on something that was maybe given to you by maybe a boyfriend or a male? A male?
What do you mean by working on?
A friend or anything like that?
You mean where I work now?
Yeah, were you connected to that by a male friend or?
No, I did that online.
You did that online? Is there anything going on that was brought to you by a friend? Like, try this or check this out?
No.
All right. Stay open to that, because I got a feeling you're going to bump into
somebody.
Something.
Told me to apply. I think what you're talking about is the guy who I met. He's trying to develop something with me romantically. He told me to apply where he works. That might be what you're talking about, because he told me that last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That's why I asked you that. You see,
I had to think about that. I'm sorry.
I was there listening, and you didn't even see me. I'm only kidding. But did you try doing what he said?
I tried to go through the website, which is where you have to apply, and they didn't have anything open. I haven't looked on out there today yet, no. But
okay.
He said that they're hiring.
Okay, for some reason I'm hearing, stay on top of that. Even if you do it here and there and then there and there, you know what I mean? Don't forget about that or don't let it go. Stay on top of it. Even if there's nothing there now, next week, I got a feeling about this, so stay on top of that.
Do you know about how long it's going to be before I get to move?
Before you move?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask me that.
That's really important.
And, I want to say, you're in a hurry. You're in a hurry. I want to say 3 weeks is something coming through for you.
Oh, thank you.
A hookup of some kind or information. I'm not sure if it's the actual move, but I got a feeling you're going to be in the process of either looking or putting something down on it or actually moving, because I want to say 3 weeks to 3 to 8 weeks from this reading I'm hearing. So be prepared. I think are you in a hurry?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like it's going to be fast, so I'm glad you're in a hurry, and it may be, I'm talking between now and then, so it could be like between now and 3 weeks somebody says, I know a place, or check this out, or actually you find something and you like it. So keep your eyes open. And if it goes over 3 weeks, don't panic, because for some reason I'm hearing three to eight weeks, so...
Well, see, I applied for Section 8. I'm not sure if you know what that is.
Yep, I know.
And I applied for it at the end of last month.
Okay.
And it takes anywhere from a month to maybe 4 months, from what I understand, before you hear something from them.
Good. So I'm right on top of it then. I'm right on, I'm hearing 3 weeks to 2 months. And so in other words, keep your eyes and ears, watch your mail and your phone, because I got a feeling it's going to be fast. Okay, now 3 weeks from now, you're probably going to be acknowledged, and then probably like a month later moving. So, and that's the type of feeling I'm getting from this, okay?
Good.
All righty.
That's great.
Okay, and overall feeling to kind of change your thoughts a little bit. Sometimes I feel like you're down on yourself a little, or too hard on yourself. And spirit wants you to kind of like to lift yourself up a little bit. You know, maybe start identifying some thoughts, maybe, and memories you don't need no more, and just kind of like get rid of them. Or maybe, I don't know what you're into, prayer, meditation, yoga, Reiki, anything like that would be very beneficial for you. Okay?
Okay.
It's important. I feel like you could use a boost or a breath of fresh air or a break, and making one inside yourself could be the next best thing. All right?
Okay.
All right. Good luck with everything. I hope I helped you.
You did.
All right. You got the job coming. Well, you got the job coming and the move coming up, so that's what you need.
I just wanted to know about that in particular, and I'm glad you told me what you did.
Good. So I touched on what you wanted to hear.
I hope you have a good day.
You too. Blessings to you. All right, everybody. If you're just joining, you're listening to You're in the Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. I'm doing psychic readings for the listening audience. And you are listening to BBS Radio, the best radio station on the planet, the only radio station you'll ever need. And I've been here for a few years, and I enjoy doing it, and I'm thankful to be here. I just enjoy getting what I do out there so people can hear it, and hopefully it helps whoever I get through to. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hello. This is Allison from Portland, Maine.
Allison?
Yes.
And you're from Maine?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the show. You heard me read before?
No.
No? Okay. How'd you find us, just out of curiosity?
Well, I I listened to another show on BBS, and I just decided to listen to you.
Oh, good. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Word of mouth. I like that. I use a grassroots operation and promotion and advertising, and it's nice when people... The reason I ask you, well, where'd you hear it or how'd you find this, is because I like to know where you're hearing about it and where are you finding me and this type of thing. So, because I have an interest in advertising and marketing and what works and what don't work, what catches the eye, what don't catch the eye. So don't think I'm strange when I ask you these questions. You know, it's just a curiosity. And I think the audience likes to hear things too like this. So, all right. See, I'll jump right into your reading. Your name was again?
Allison.
Allison. Okay. Allison, I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm in a suspension. My wheels might have been spinning. I almost like trying to move forward on some things, and nothing would work or move forward for me. And I am being pulled very strongly to several things. One of them is business and finance, and also, I believe, relationships. So I'm going to just run with that, what I'm hearing and feeling. It's almost like, did you just, like, are you a businesswoman, Allison? Did you just start up a business, or are you about to, or?
No.
Nothing at all, nothing new, money-making, new adventure or ideas, I just, or are you changing jobs, or?
Not that I know of.
Hmm. Getting ready to go back to one, or?
No.
Hmm.
I'm working now.
You're working now, and there's no changes. I feel like it's a step up. It could be a promotion or a raise too. With this.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, I mean if you do, I'm hearing this. So, but I feel like there was a layover. Did you just recently go back, or was there a break at all, or?
No.
I'll pick up on the hubby, too. If you're in a relationship, this could be his career and work thing going on.
I don't have one of those.
Okay, so you're not in a relationship. All right. Interesting. They're showing me pictures of my wheels are spinning, and I'm frustrated, and there's some things I want to work my way through, and I couldn't. And then I get a grip, and I start moving forward. So, and I am leaning towards, I want to say finances and relationships. So, you got the beginning of, I'm going to go with, it's probably a raise or a promotion where you are, either that or something just like it, like an offer of some kind or an advancement, an opportunity connected to the work world. So don't be surprised if you see that, because I'm this is how they're making me feel. I'm hearing good news about finances. I'm also getting they're waving a letter at me too. If you're waiting for something to come through, an approval or a loan or any kind of request, and you're just waiting for the answer, for some reason I feel like the answer is positive and good for you. So keep your eye on that, and it may come to you later on after you hang up. You might say, oh, yeah, that's what he was talking about. So just know that the answer is yes or positive, and it's good. Now, relationship. I keep hearing relationship with this, and I want to say there's going to be somebody... I'm feeling somebody in your life. It's almost like 3 months from now. There's going to be, between now and the next 3 months, I'm feeling somebody coming into your life. A very strong feeling with this. I feel like he's got a good heart, too. Good heart, good man. maybe a little older than you, established, very stable, loving. He's showing up with a big heart around him, so I feel like it's going to be, it's going to catch your eye. It's going to be interesting, I'm feeling. May start as a friendship or a bumping into type feeling with this. I don't think it's love at first sight or
as
thoughts.
Is it someone that I've met already?
I'm torn between that. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if he's there already or he's going to appear and become a friend. So keep that in mind. Now, as I'm talking anyway, and I'm hearing something with Mom. Now, I just want to rule a few things out. Is Mom still alive? And
yes.
And with us? I'm feeling, has she been all right? Has there been any problems with her? Or
Nothing serious.
Nothing serious.
Bad back.
I'm feeling an increase in health and strength for her.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and they're throwing this in now. And the strange thing I'm getting with this is it's almost like, does your mom get out a lot and socialize? I feel like the connection with this guy might come through Mom or somebody Mom knows. It's a weird feeling. I don't understand it. Does that make sense to you at all? Was she ever play matchmaker?
Never.
Never?
Never. Never.
Does she get out a lot?
Not really.
She never gets out?
Not very much, no.
Okay. I don't know why they're making me feel this way. I feel like she's playing, wants to play matchmaker. It's a weird feeling. She has something to do with it. But just, you know, put that to the side. I could be misinterpreting this. I might be getting it mixed up with maybe some of her issues, and that they just wanted to say that we'll let you know there's going to be improvement and things are going to go well with her. And
okay.
I could be mixing it up, so don't panic. It doesn't mean your mom's going to start playing matchmaker. I could be wrong with that, so. But,
so this relationship you see, is that a long-term relationship?
I feel it goes on for at least a year anyway, as far as I can feel and see. I feel that there's a strong attachment, too, with this. Now, with this guy, too, pay attention to real estate or houses for some reason. I don't know if he's into real estate or he works with real estate. Are you looking or buying or selling at all?
No.
Okay. If you ever bump into something like this, like a activity with a real estate or a property, or it could be just somebody knowing him and saying he's into real estate.
I did bump into somebody who's a house appraiser.
What was that?
I bumped into somebody who appraises houses for a living.
He's painting them and rehabbing them?
Appraising them, value of them.
And rehabbing. He rehabs them?
No, he just gives the value.
Oh, appraising.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be. If you know someone like that and there's some activity, I mean, definitely, yeah, it's connected to real estate. Any kind of connection to real estate. So.
Okay.
I feel like he's about that. That's what he's into. That's what he does. I'm not quite sure what part, but he's connected to real estate anyway, is what I'm feeling. So now, and I feel that it goes on. I feel like it starts as a friendship, and then it goes into like a relationship long term. So now. Yeah, I'm feeling that it could very well turn into a relationship potential. I feel like it's going to be, that's what it's going to go into. It's going to go into a relationship, I believe. I would look for this, like 3 months down the road. I'm hearing 3 months with this.
So does that mean I'll meet this person in 3 months, or I'll be in a relationship in 3 months?
Tough one to call. Tough one to call. I can't answer that. I want to say that any type of activity with it, you're either meeting this guy and feeling it, or you already, I don't think you, or it's a relationship. It could be either or. But it's right on top of it. You're either meeting him and going into a relationship, or you're already in a relationship with him. And you're looking at, I keep hearing March for some reason. March, February, March, April. I would say by the end of April, there is somebody in your life, and it's going in that direction. So just, you know, leave it at that anyway.
All right.
That's about all I'm getting on you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. I hope I helped you.
Yes, very much.
All right. And take care. Tell your friends about us.
All righty.
All righty. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to You're In It, Boats. I'm here. My name is Mike Goger, and I am Michael Goger, and I am here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I love doing what I'm doing. And if you want to know more about me, you can go to michaelgoger.com, and there's tons of information and lots of ways of getting in touch with me. I do offer email readings now. At one time, I never did. I like to get the word out that, and I'm running a Valentine's Day special, so $5 off an email reading. All could be found on my website, services and fees, and I got the whisper board going on. And if I am ever doing a chat gathering, you can pull me to the side and get a private reading there, too. So all the information is at my website. And we're striving to make it so you can have access to me, and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Now, if you're from the local area, like I said before, please email me and let me know you're listening and what you guys would like to hear. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your first name?
Lydia.
Livia?
Lydia.
Olivia.
No, Lydia. L-Y-D-I-A.
Oh, okay. Livia. Livia.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. How can I help you? You got a question or just general reading?
Well, I was on the internet and I was just surfing through to see if there's any readings online, and yours popped up on Yahoo search, and I saw that you was going to be on today, so
okay.
I was hoping if I could get a reading.
Okay. I'm running out of time. If you have a question, I may be help you more with that, or I can just start saying what I'm hearing.
Just go ahead and start saying what you're hearing.
Just say what I'm hearing, okay?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good to me. And I'm here twice a week, and tell your friends about us.
All right.
It twice a week every week. You can always come back again and get on my mailing list to find out when I'm in chat. I'm going right to relationship with you, too. I feel like, interesting. Has there been an issue in a relationship that you're in now, Olivia?
I'm talking to this guy right now, but, I mean, I don't know if we're going to get serious. I mean, we're just talking.
Yeah, I'm feeling like there's some uncertainty or doubt.
Yeah.
With this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even a touch of some sadness, too, I seem like. Maybe he's not talking fast enough, or is it him being hard to get, or that type of a thing with this?
Yeah, he's hard to get a hold to.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, put it this way, maybe you're not seeing as much of him as you would like, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, and... Now, I don't know I feel like he is very busy. I feel like he works hard. Is that true?
Yeah, he works two jobs.
I was going to say either works real hard or he's working two jobs. So this guy is really pinned down.
Mm-hmm.
And very busy. But that's a good thing because he's stable in the work world and earning a living. It's a good character sign, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm feeling to hang on with him for a little while because you're going to go back and forth, even though it's maybe a little lonely or a little aggravating.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to continue and it's going to move forward with him as long as you don't smother or try not to make it hard for him to breathe,
okay.
So to speak. Let him breathe. Let him breathe. Even if you're lonely or you haven't seen him in a while, let him breathe. And,
so give him his space.
And what's that?
Give him his space.
Give him his space, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing, too. Give him his space. Let him breathe. And to communicate. Very important to communicate back and forth with him, either the phone or when you are together, make it meaningful because I feel like he needs that and he likes to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he could be a good talker and he can let his emotions out verbally. And so you're going to get closure and most of what you need when you are together and communicating. Just be supportive. Now, I don't know how long he has to work two jobs, but a lot of people are doing it, and it's fairly common today. Is he going anywhere? Does he have to go somewhere, or is he traveling because of work?
Well, he lives about 30 minutes away from me, and he has to travel to come see me.
So that's an issue, too, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 minutes away, and they have to work in two jobs. And,
mm-hmm.
All right. Are you guys planning to go somewhere or do something?
We had plans to go out last night, but he ended up having to work.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing. I feel like something was delayed or canceled.
Yeah, it was canceled.
Okay. And that kind of, bummed you out a little.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, I feel like it, you know, for some reason it was worse than the others in a way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, try not to let it get you down.
Okay.
Because I feel like with this guy in his life, there's going to be other delays and cancellations. But I always feel like he'll make up for it somehow.
Okay.
And when he does have the time and you guys are together, I feel like he cares deeply for you, and it feels like it could go somewhere. So I wouldn't give up just yet. You know, I wouldn't give up just yet, and I want to let you know that I'm hearing December the 12th, the 12th month, December, and the relationship is much better. So I feel like there's a lot there to hang on to.
Mm-hmm.
And to run with, and that it's going to improve right up through the rest of the year, right into the end of the year. And I feel like he is doing better financially, and in turn, the relationship is doing much better. So if you can, hang on and stick with him, because I feel like he's a good guy.
Okay.
All right. I hope it helped you.
Thank you, because I was talking today to my mom. I told her that I was thinking about just letting him go because all the confusion and everything, but I think I'm going to hold on to him for a while.
Yeah, hang on to him, and I feel like I said, he's a good man, and he'd be worth it, and he's going to have improvements coming in his work world. He's going to maybe get to the point where he don't have to work two jobs, or the two of you can be together, because... I feel like what you need is there, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like he cares for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
All right, everybody. It looks like we're out of time. An hour goes so fast. And I would like to let you know that I am here twice a week. I'll be here Sunday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., so stop in Sunday and get a reading. And, oh, there's so much going on, I forget half of what I want to say to you. But go to michaelgoga.com. All the info on me is there if you don't know who I am or if you're just finding the show. And if you do know who I am, go there and sign my guest book. Let me know you're listening and maybe some comments or suggestions. If you have any validations or comments on the show, send them to BBS, Donald at bbsradio.com. They love hearing the comments and seeing that what people have to say about the shows. So by all means, send a comment or a validation to BBS Radio, or send it to me if you want to communicate with me. Email michael_goger1@yahoo.com. So I'm going to let everybody go. I'll see you Sunday. God bless and take care, everyone.